people I invited, and I'm really happy are here. We saw a lot of retirements in the Senate recently. Is it getting harder to do this unpaid, officially part-time, but really kind of full-time thing? I mean, people that are like, oh, these fat cats on their per diem, you know? Sometimes we forget you aren't actually paid. It's really hard to do this job while trying to maintain a full-time job and do that well and have a family and coach a baseball team and all the other things that you all do in real life. Is it getting harder because of this environment?
You know, Gwyneth, I'm not necessarily the best person to do that. I'm in my first term, so I don't have history of how things were or why people have retired or how things have changed. I ran because I wanted to be involved. I'm not one who is, you know, going to complain about things and not do something about it. And so it was for good reason. However, it is very difficult because to be a good legislator is practically a full-time job. And I was still trying to be a high school teacher at the same time. And while I was managing, it wasn't fair to my students. However, I still go back and work hard at trying to engage my students, and I still call them mine. I mean, as educators, we're very possessive about our children or the people we teach. But I guest teach at the high school, and I go to lots of the government classes and try and show them how this is their government. And they have power to be involved and to change things. And I hope it opens their eyes and tries to get them re-engaged that it does matter who gets in there and that they can very much control who that is, not by checking out, but by checking in and really being involved in the process.
And this is hard. This is something I teach in the journalism department at UNM, and I have noticed a reluctance on the part of my students to believe that there is something they can do. I mean, they're like, I'll write it down, but it's all bad. But that's not it. We have another question.
Well, I have to say that I think that young people may have this exuberance as to, yes, I can make changes, but people power.
The one thing
democracy
we said
sign
was
bell.
We didn't want that to happen. That's where your democracy went.
But by the time one gets into the system at all and tries to break into this, I think the hurdles become more and more obvious, and whether it's a financial hurdle or just a systems hurdle. You know, I grew up here in New Mexico. I've been involved in my union. I'm a teacher, a counselor for almost 40 years now. And yet, to see the government system and knowing how it works, I can understand that people are disconnected. You know, they may know their own legislator, but as far as looking at it and seeing, well, I can relate to that person or that person really knows what I'm doing, there is the perception, and it's not always true, that if you're not connected, if you don't know the right people, you're not going to get in. It's true very often, but it's sometimes it's not. And it's just a very difficult system to break into being able to be one of the ones governing.
It is a hard issue when it comes to perception. And in journalism, we talk about ethics as being a perception issue where people will think we're biased because of an action we do. And maybe we aren't. And we can report, fairly on an issue. But the perception is there and it's over. Once people think that you can't be fair, you're done.
Well, and I think that, you know, we are very unique in New Mexico because we do have the citizens' legislature. And, you know, I always say if our sessions are 30 or 60 days, they're home the rest of the time. And I can assure you one thing we don't take advantage of in this state is meeting with our legislators in June. And I don't know a single rep or senator from either side of the aisle that will not go out for coffee with a constituent in their hometown. I just don't know any of them. I mean, they're so accessible. I mean, we've got everybody's cell phone numbers, you know, and I think that that's something that it can be intimidating, obviously, during the session because you have to walk through the throngs of people and the suits are everywhere and all that. But June in Carrizozo is much easier.
Thank you. As speaking to you as a teacher, I do have, and I've thought of this for many years, that in the schools, in the education system, the idea of government is taught upside down. When I went to school, and it's still taught how to vote for your president, everybody can vote, we are such a democracy, when in reality, we have to start at the bottom. We have to teach them how to go to caucus, how to go to primaries, how to work on that, your local level, rather than from the top down, where we really don't have that much influence. So if we can train and teach our young students in the schools and perhaps at home, but to say, this is where it starts. Get involved now. Go to these meetings. Go to this protest. Meet with all these other people. Go to this hearing, which there are a couple of interesting ones going on right now, as you said.
And we are super happy that you are here participating. And I hope that some of the people you're talking about are watching on the live stream and are going to get in touch with us by tweeting at New Mexico PDD. Looking for the hashtag NMGoodGov, that's G-O-V, or looking for us on Facebook by searching for New Mexico People, Power, and Democracy.